Hello. Okay. Hi, my name is Ava Burns. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from anxiety, control, and finding my worth in worldly things. I'm currently a Hi, guys. I'm currently a senior at J.J. Pierce High School. I grew up in the church, and we went to service every Sunday, but I never felt as if my faith was my own and that Christ was at the forefront of my mind. When I was in the first grade, my parents got divorced, and although I was upset and confused, I didn't notice any real change in my life until the third grade when my dad's new girlfriend became pregnant. She idolized the idea of their new little family, and I felt like I was not good enough to be part of it. This brought feelings of unworthiness through many aspects of my life. Over the next 7 years, this feeling grew, and my family life went from bad to worse as my biggest insecurities were actually being confirmed. Because of all that was going on at home, I started to put my worth into performance in school and volleyball. I thought this was something I could control, so I put my relationship with the Lord on the back burner, and I stopped going to small group. I poured myself into worldly things and found my identity in my accomplishments. But the further I got from the Lord, the more anxious I became, and the more I didn't trust His plan for me. This continued until the end of my sophomore year when I was told I was going to have a major shoulder surgery that would take me out of everything I poured myself into athletically. With volleyball taken away, I could no longer hide behind a label, and everything I thought I could control was now out of my control. It was at this time God started showing me that all I needed was Him. I dove back into church and small groups and started to lean more on God than myself. At the end of my junior year, I learned about regeneration for students and felt that the Lord was calling me to dig deeper. While in Regen, we had the opportunity to take inventory, and that has had the biggest impact on me because I was able to evaluate my resentments and find the deeper root of my struggles in order to start the process towards healing. Writing my inventory and going through it with my step group allowed me to give that last 2% that I was trying so hard to control. Through Regen, I was able to learn that my need for control and anxiety was due to a lack of trust in the Lord, and that if I wanted to move towards healing, I needed to put my trust in Him. I also learned that I need to put my worth in the Lord. The things of this world will fail me, but the Lord will not. I know that the Lord's plan for me is far greater than any plan I may have for myself, and even though I want control of everything, there is a reason that He is God and I'm not. Since Regen, my relationship with the Lord has changed because I'm now able to give Him everything and trust in His perfect plan for my life. I no longer feel the need to control every aspect of my life or put my worth into worldly things. The Lord is continuing to heal my brokenness through a community of believers around me and has provided many opportunities at Watermark that have allowed me to deepen my relationship with the Lord. John 16:33 says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." The Bible tells us that we will have troubles, and through Regen, I was able to learn from my troubles and use them to grow closer to the Lord and find my hope in Him. If you can relate to my story in any way, I want to encourage you that although it may not be your plan, the Lord has a perfect plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know thy plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." The Lord gives us such hope for the future, and once we start to put our trust into that, we can build an even stronger relationship with Him. Hebrews 13:8 reminds us, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And although worldly things may fail us, the Lord never will." Thank you so much for letting me share my story.